another Robert E. Callahan story of historic Indian trails, told by the old trapper.
This is the old trapper talking, folks. Now, one day in the early 80s in the state of Arizona, two men, quick with gun, did things which helped to make the West seem wild and woolly. In order we don't make any friends or relatives of these men feel badly, we're going to call one man Buck Coleman, a lean and lanky country boy who was very good at playing the fiddle at country dances. The other man we call Domino Dan. He was a tall sheik and gambler. Well, one day, Buck Coleman got married to a cute little country girl by the name of Judy Hall. Now, the real woman in our story, of course, had a different name. But we don't want to offend her grandma, who is listening in. And our opening scene is Saturday night, a country dance in central Missouri. You know, a lot of folks had heard of Buck Coleman and Domino Dan. As a matter of fact, everybody liked Buck, but nobody had a good word for Dan. And when Buck came home from a dance one night...
Where's Judy, sis? Her things are gone.
Oh, I don't know, Buck. I don't know.
Oh, don't store it to me, sis. Judy is gone. Something told me tonight. I felt it. Where is she?
She went away, Buck.
Where to? Who with?
She left this message on your pillow.
What did she say?
Oh, I don't know. Here's the note.
Open it, sis. Read it, sis. I can't. Why did she go away?
Dear Buck, you and I are not mated. I like pretty things, jewels, people. And I'm tired of country life. I am going away with Dan. He loves me. Try to forget me. Goodbye, Judy.
Love. Love. What does that gambler know about love? I will follow them. I will kill...
No, Buck. Don't say it. Oh, I know what you mean. But you must try to forget.
Forget? How can I forget? Why should I? I'm going...
No, Buck. Put that gun down.
For about a week, Buck didn't leave the house. He sold his farm, and a year later, with his sister and Uncle Cap Hall, Buck was in the panhandle of Texas punching cattle. But he hadn't forgotten Domino Dan. And one night, about 4 years later, Buck, his sister, Cap Hall, and his cowhands were sitting around a chuck wagon campfire in the windy country of the Apache Trail in faraway Arizona.
Wonder who that stranger is.
He ain't no stranger, sis. You can tell by the way he horns the saddle.
Hi, stranger. How far is it to Frisco?
Long ways, pard. Won't you light? About grub time.
Thanks, gentlemen, but I don't want to impose on good nature.
Oh, tut, tut. Tie your pony. Get off. We're just getting ready for supper.
We're rather chilly out here, gentlemen, and not like Ohio.
Did you say Ohio, partner?
Yes, up in Ohio. I am planning on buying a herd of cattle.
I don't like the looks of that fellow, Uncle. Ask him what he's doing out here.
Ain't no good cowhand etiquette, Nellie. Nobody out west ever asked a stranger about his past.
Well, those black, shifty little eyes don't look like any cowhand to me.
Maybe he's just an Ohio tenderfoot.
He's too well dressed to be buying cattle.
Don't be so suspicious, Nellie. You can't judge a fella cause he dresses like a dude.
Look, he has two big guns sticking out under his coat.
That don't mean nothing, Nellie. Ain't no law out west. Most everybody carries a gun. Say, you cow musicians.
Yeah.
Ain't you going to welcome our newcomer?
Sure, Cap. Just been waiting for an invitation.
How about Golden Slippers?
Sure. That's our favorite.
Folks, you know, as long as men fight for money and power, there are plenty of men who will fight for honor and love. And that was the kind of fella Buck Coleman was. You know, Buck didn't sleep any that night. Of course, you couldn't blame him. And when morning broke and breakfast was over, all he could think about was...
Well, stranger, I've been waiting 4 years for this hour.
If you are addressing me...
You heard me. What is your real name?
Henry Von Horn.
Did you say Von Horn?
Yes, Henry Von Horn. I'm from Upton, Ohio.
Yeah, you was in Texas 1 year, in Oklahoma 3 days. Things got too hot and...
What are you talking about, partner?
Yeah, you used to wear a mustache, didn't you?
Not me. You have me quite wrong.
Yeah? And you have a black mole on the right side of your neck. That's why you wear a wide handkerchief.
You mean?
Domino Dan, the man who took my... Judy away.
You lie. Take that.
Oh. You want to fight? Want to fight a duel, huh? All right. We'll do it. Right now. What kind of gun do you want?
Why, anything in camp. What do you want?
I'll take your gun so you may taste your own bullets.
Now, gentlemen, your honor is at stake. Your shooting range exactly 30 feet. You will now turn with your back against each other. When I say go, you will step 15 and halt until I count 3. Then you may turn and fire. Do not turn until I count 3. This is the code of the Old West.
Oh, Cap. Cap, what do you mean? Come away from there. You're liable to be shot. Oh, please, please.
Run along, Nellie. Don't get in the way. Oh. I'm handling the situation. This is my duty.
Oh, heaven. Don't you realize what you're doing, Cap? Oh, I can't stand it. I can't stand it. Oh, someone stop it.
Are you ready, Domino Dan?
I am ready. Hey, Buck, better not pull that trigger like a fiddle string.
That doesn't frighten me a bit. Now is the time for you to pray.
Are you ready, Buck Coleman?
I am ready, sir.
Oh, no, Buck.
All right, go forward. One, two, three.
Oh!
Oh,
what's
that? Buck.
A little too slow, Buck Coleman. Well, the gambler was too darn quick on the draw. His bullet struck Buck Coleman before the fellow had raised his gun. But you know, friends, as his knees gave way, Buck looked into the cold black eyes of Domino Dan. Then he shot from the hip, and Dan sank down, and both men died with their boots on. You know, when Cap Hall went over to view the body of Dan, six bullet holes were within a dollar-sized circle over the gambler's heart. Inside his blue flannel shirt pocket, a picture of Judy, to be laid beside Buck Coleman in a lonely grave near the old Apache Indian Trail in Arizona. This is the old trapper, folks, telling you a story of the past just as it happened in the old West. I want you to know that all of our stories are woven around some historic event of the old days, and never a single vulgar word, never a single wrong impression is in our minds to create for you who listen to our broadcast. Every one of our programs comes to you with the spirit of the Old West, coming to you in the spirit of honesty and sincerity. And as you go on the winding trail of life, remember the old trapper's story of the old Apache Indian Trail and the code of Arizona in the days of long ago. I'm saying goodbye, as the Indian did. Yo-ho, howcola, yo-ho.